Well, good morning.
Hello. There I am. Well, good morning. Give the band one more big round of applause, please.
And Rusty will close it?
Yeah. Let me get my... Oh, I'm hung up here. Hang on. Woo!
Drop it.
I'm trying. See, now I'm all tangled up. What happened? How did that happen? Y'all hold on for this moment. Yeah, that's right. No, we're... Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. How did that? My goodness. Well, good morning, y'all. Y'all give the Lord a big round of applause this morning. We are glad y'all are here. Welcome to Williamson County Cowboy Church. I am Ricky Bowen. I am the fiddle player. If you're new here, it's your first time visiting, we're glad you're here. Our pastor is on the road still. We were with him last week in Dattle, New Mexico. You can't get there from here. It is 11 hours. It is a long way. You can't even get cell service without going outside and standing up on your pickup. But Pastor Corey texted me earlier this morning and said to tell y'all that he loves you guys, he misses you, and he will be here next Sunday. That's right. So if you don't like what I preached this morning, don't worry, he'll be back next week. That's right. I'll go back, play my little fiddle, and it'll all be good, I promise. Man, it's a good... Like I said when we started, did y'all come expecting this morning, or did you just show up just to feel good? Well, you know, part of you are excited to be here, so I know who I'll preach to this morning, I guess. Y'all over here sound excited. I like that. That's right. Anytime we come to church, we should be expecting. You know what? Every day when we get up and we decide to spend time with the Lord, which we should do, we should be expecting. And so today, I want you to double expect. Man, because the Lord has been ministering to me, and what I have for y'all today, it might be for you and it might not be for you. It's been for Ricky all week. Well, actually for a month. He's been ministering to me for this for a month, so y'all better hang on. I promise. Again, if you're new visiting here for the first time, we are glad to have you. We don't have you do anything crazy. You don't have to put on any silly hat or anything. Say, I'm a newbie. We don't do that. I don't know where that came from, Rusty. That's me. As y'all know, and that's one thing, you know, that Joni said, we're not entertainers. We're not up here to entertain you. Y'all see me move. You see me holler. But I'm going to tell you where that comes from if you don't know. It comes from the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's one thing that I learned years ago when I was playing and I was young. And man, this music would come out of me. And if somebody did something that moved me, I hollered. Those that come to church here all the time will see me holler. I'm not putting on, y'all. God is moving me. I learned that no matter what type of music I played throughout my career, it was to the glory of God. Amen? And that when I moved to play a solo or to do something, I learned it was the Holy Spirit. And so I let the Holy Spirit guide me. So that's what you're in for today here at Williamson County Cowboy Church, if you're new. We are Spirit-led at this church. Amen? So if you're new here for the first time, we're not going to do anything crazy. We just want you to raise your hand up on the count of three. Got one, two, three. We got some visitors there. Yeah. Where else? Hopefully they got y'all a pack. Did they get y'all a packet? Okay. If you would, there's a little card in there. Just fill it out and put it in the offering box later. We won't call you and harass you probably 15, 20 times is all. And then I'm kidding you. We'll have somebody call. Just check on you. If we can pray for you, we'd love to. But, guys, y'all can go ahead and start passing out those envelopes while I'm going to make some announcements real quick. Also, welcome to the internet, folks. I know a lot of times I get to check the internet and I see we have folks all over the country joining our service, and we are thankful that they join us. They can't drive down here from Montana and South Dakota, but we're glad that they are joining us online. So, all right. My wife is not here today. That's why I'm kind of a little lost. I'm used to her being around all the time, and she takes care of me, and she's been gone for 2 days. We have a granddaughter in Georgia that had a birthday yesterday. So her and one of our daughters and granddaughter flew up there this weekend, and They went to some princess factory thing, and oh my Lord, it beat all I ever said. I didn't know they did that stuff. But like, all these little girls dressed up like princesses and stuff. I'm thinking, boy, I'm glad I stayed home. I mean, home. A happy birthday. So I am a little lost, but she did write a note that I want you ladies, men, for once, men, you can have selective hearing. You don't have to listen to these. It says, our WCCC Women's Conference is an amazing opportunity for you to not only fellowship with other like-minded women, but is also a time to learn and grow in what the Father has planned for us. Man, that's good right there. She writes good. Wow. You will leave feeling inspired and motivated to apply the Word to your everyday life. Our speakers are ready to pour into your life to help your walk grow stronger. Plus, you'll get to eat some great food, too. That's right. I don't know how long it's going to stay open. Kathy Phelps is going to be one of our guest speakers. And we're, man, I might have to sneak in for that. I'll sneak in the back. I want to hear that. And then if you want to pay online, you can pay online, ladies. It's $30. And I don't know, what does that include, Heidi? Breakfast and lunch. And two speakers or three speakers? Three speakers. Our own Jamie Ross will be ministering that day also. Ladies, it's not just for our church. Grab a friend, grab two friends, and bring them with you. It's a time that God's Word is God's Word. Amen? So we don't have to hog God's Word. You want to share it with your friends because your friends need to hear it. Amen? All right. Also, Bible study, don't forget. It's not too late to join us. We've been doing a study on a book called Praying in Tongues. It's about your personal prayer language. There's four of us have been teaching it. It continues on Tuesday night, fellowship 6:30. Starts at 7 o'clock, or about 10 till. That's in. Announcements get long. And also, don't forget about Hallelujah Night. It's October 31st. So, being new to our church, we don't celebrate Halloween. However, we give a safe place for our kids to come play games and to get candy. And to get, as Heidi says, and more candy, because Heidi likes candy. And she's hoping there's leftovers. So, but be sure that's October 31st. You can sign up in the foyer if you would like to help see Miss Mary after that. Amen? Well, here at Cowboy Church, I did announce that Pastor Corey will be here next Sunday. I'm going to say that twice just to make sure I get that in. Just in case he's doing a service this morning, so just in case he watches it, I did say it twice. So, well, y'all, big round of applause for tithes and offerings. Y'all flip over to 2 Corinthians. Man, let's get into some Word this morning. I'm ready. 2 Corinthians, chapter 8. Now, for those of you who are new at Cowboy Church, our pastor doesn't take a salary. None of the ministers that minister up here take a salary. We believe that God is our provider and He will provide for us. And so we learn by faith that when we sow seed, that it will come back to us. So tithes and offerings is a time when we get to teach. As Pastor Corey says, since he doesn't take a salary at the church, if you don't like his message, you don't have to give to him. You give to him if God puts it on your heart. Amen? He and Jamie lead this church phenomenally. Is that a word? Phenomenally? It is now. That's right. But he leads our church, and he walks the walk, y'all. I've been with him for almost 8 years now, or over 8 years traveling with him. And I can tell you that he walks the walk of tithes and offerings. There's not a more giving person that I've ever met in my life. And so I have learned so much about getting in the economy of the Lord. And when you start learning how to do that, man, God, it does what is, he opens the windows of heaven and starts pouring out all those blessings. You see, I was reading about tithes and offerings, and some people don't understand tithe is a tenth, okay? And that's to go to where you get fed. That goes to help take care of the bills here at church, the electric bill. We give. We help other people that need help. That's what that money goes for. And then the offering, and the Word says that tenth, you'll be returned. God will give that back to you, a tenth. But then the offering is above your tenth. Now that's when you really start getting into the blessing. Because the word says that you start giving offering, it comes back 30, 60, even 100-fold. I don't know about y'all, but I want 100-fold. Amen? Amen. Well, it starts with each one of us individually when we give. Look at where everybody found 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Amen? All right, verse 12. For if there be first, everybody say first, a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not. Okay, so let's stop right here, because what the word's saying is that that willing mind, you see, if you give with that wrong attitude, then you soon not give. Because you've got to give with that willing mind, with your heart. You have to understand that you want to sow. It's because you found that God, you listened to God, and He said to sow that there. Amen? It's not because, oh, I've got to give to the church. I've got to give to God. You know, y'all, I'm telling you what. One of the biggest things that I have learned from Pastor Corey is you get in God's economy, man, you never look back. Amen? I'm telling you what, those blessings start flowing, and it's because I'd soon now look for things and people to give to. I don't sit back anymore and go, oh, well, I don't, that's, you know, that's mine. That's what we have to learn to remember is God's letting us use His money and His finances. And y'all, it's just a tool. And you know what happens when you use a tool? You get a new one. Oh, you ever think of that? You give somebody $100, God's going to give you more tools to work with. Amen? Woo, that's a good thing. And by the way, those of you who give to me and Rusty and Howdy and Corey, I can tell y'all, it does our hearts so good. It's an amazing thing. We've been on the road 3 weeks in a row spreading the word, y'all. And it sure comes in handy, I guarantee you. Because diesel ain't cheap no more. But when you learn that it's that willingness. You see, a friend of mine taught me about being willing and obedient. You shall eat the good of the land. Amen? So when you give to God, you don't only give to God, but you expect. That's going to be my word for the day, I think. Y'all expect something to come back. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, that no man's bosom can hold. Amen? All right, with a big round of applause, y'all come give in these buckets. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Love you, Father. Man, I see so many smiling faces out there. I love it. Man, you should be smiling all the time. With God in our lives, y'all, I'm telling you, you should walk around smiling, people going, what you know, I don't know. You know, you're up to something. I like that. Don't you, Janet? I like for people to look at me. They look at me because Ricky's always smiling. And he's always laughing and having fun. And people go, there's something wrong with that guy right there. There he is. I'm full of Jesus. Amen. And it's time that we all get filled up with Jesus. Amen. Y'all can start passing out communion. Yes.
If you love me, if you serve me, if you listen, I am the way. The world will kill you, but I will give you life. Listen to the word of the Lord.
Amen. We receive that. We're going to keep the kids in for communion because it's really important that they learn that. That they learn what communion is about. It's not just a traditional thing that we do here at Cowboy Church. We take communion once a month, the first Sunday of every month. Seems to be the Sunday I preach, usually. Our God is so good. And when we learn that communion is a we got to learn that it's a celebration. That when it's to remember Jesus, but it's more than just a remembrance of Jesus. It's to celebrate Jesus and what He did for us. That He took that beating, y'all. That He got nailed to a cross for each one of us individually. And when we get a hold of, oh, it's not just a blanket thing. Because a lot of people look at that communion, oh, we do it. We do it as fellowship. But we also do it because He died for Denise. And He died for John. It's an individual thing that He did. And when we learn to take communion for the right reason, because in Corinthians, easy for me to say this morning, it tells us that we have to do it again with the right heart. We don't do it just because everybody else does it. And it's a time that we search our heart and know the reason. Hey guys, could I get one? Thank you. Man, thank you guys. Appreciate it. Hey, it's okay. I roll. This is the way Ricky rolls. Just whatever happens, happens, and I go with it. If y'all ever travel with me much, you'll know that's what we do. You have to be ready. It's just like serving the Lord. That's one thing Corey Ross taught me when we first started going with him and traveling. He said, you got to be ready 24/7. And I've gotten those phone calls. You know, serving the Lord, you have to be expecting. And it's not about whether you get your piece of cracker or not. You just go with it. Because that's being led. That's what Jesus died for us, for our sins, so that we might have life eternal. He left us the Holy Spirit to guide us, to direct us, to teach us, to comfort us. Woo, Jesus! Somebody ought to shout to that. See, communion is about celebrating Jesus. My. It's not, you know, people sometimes get, so, and y'all know, I can't believe I fixing to said that. I sound like a Cajun now, fixing to believe I said that. But I started to say I wasn't an emotional person, but that would be not, I really am, but I'm not. When it comes to communion, a lot of people get, to me, if we're celebrating Jesus, it's thank you, thank you. It's not about, oh, whiny, sniffly, now that's Ricky. Amen? So in remembrance of Jesus, this represents His broken body. Y'all eat. And this juice represents the blood of Jesus. As I was studying, because like I said, I end up doing communion a lot. But yesterday, I mean, and I spend time studying all the time. Yesterday I was reading somewhere. And it was probably, they were talking about how Christians could talk about blood and the blood of Jesus. That was just, obviously, they're not believers. Amen. This represents the blood that our precious Jesus shed for us. Amen? So in remembrance, drink. Father, we thank You this morning. We thank You for Jesus. Man, we thank You that You sent Him to us. We thank You for that covenant as born-again believers, Father, that we have with You, Father. We just love You. We praise You in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, As they pick these up, all the kids, are the kids and youth going out? On the count of three, they're dismissed with a big round of applause. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Woo! Somebody say, woo! I like that. Yeah. Let's be fired up. Man, you should face every day this way. I know Rusty does. I went and rode with him one morning about 6:30 or 7. That man fired up at that time of morning. I slept all the way driving over to his house that day. Somebody, I guess, needs to be fired up that early in the morning. Well, the message I have for y'all today is, and some of you that give when I minister, I send out a letter once a month, a thank you letter. And about a month ago, I included this little deal in the letter. And God hadn't let me let go of that yet. And so I ministered 2 or 3 weeks ago in San Angelo. And I used part of this that God had given me. He woke me up in the middle of the night. And I wrote some stuff down. And then, the Holy Spirit's just made this a big sermon instead of just a little 20-minute sermon. So the Cowboys play at noon, but y'all are not going to make that. But I'm kidding. I read an article, and a bunch of you probably read it. It was written by a pastor, and it said, would Jesus wear a mask? And I thought, do what? A pastor wrote an article about would Jesus wear a mask? And I thought, I got to read this. If that's Jesus, I'll take that. But he said that Jesus loves us. Well, we know that, right? Jesus loves us. Jesus cares about people. And most definitely, well, I don't know if he said, I'm not quoting because I'm just, he said that Jesus would wear a mask. Well, I don't know about y'all, but I don't know that he knows my Jesus. You see, all this talk about mask or no mask or vaccine or no vaccine, he doesn't know my Jesus. Amen? The Holy Spirit led me to a scripture, and it was Mark 5. Jesus had just crossed the sea, and he had got off the boat, and a ruler came up and asked him, his daughter was sick, and he wanted him to go heal his daughter. So he's walking through the crowd, and make sure I get the terminology correct. There were so many people around him, it said they thronged him, which means that they were pressing against him from all sides as if to suffocate him. Okay, now y'all stop and think for a minute. Does that sound like social distancing to y'all? Do you ever know of Jesus to not go? I mean, and in Matthew, he went and laid hands on the leper. Does that sound like social distancing to you? But my Jesus does. He goes and lays hands. He's not afraid to wear this. I'm going to wear a mask thing, but Jesus would do that. Nobody can rightfully say that Jesus would wear a mask. Amen? And Pastor Corey, what we stand for in this church, Pastor Corey says, if you're not vaccinated, fine. If you want to get a vaccine, that's fine. If you don't wear a mask, that's fine. If you do wear a mask, that's fine. However, do it for the right reason. Don't do it out of fear. Amen? See, because that's what's going around right now is fear. Oh, you got to be scared. They want you scared. The devil wants you scared. He's trying to get his way right now. I saw a commercial last night. I was a little irritated because it was during the baseball game. And it was a girl, a lady. It was a lady talking about, and I've lost people, okay? Don't get me wrong. what I'm fixing to say, I say this, but it's how they're, why they're using it in a commercial of all things. Well, my mom and dad are older, and my dad got sick, and my mom said, boy, I wish that you would get that vaccine. What are they trying to do, y'all? The devil was trying to scare you. What's even worse is my 10-year-old, he is 10, isn't he? 9? I've aged him a year the last week. My 9-year-old grandson's watching this with me. We're watching baseball. Okay? And they're trying to scare people on TV. That's the stinking devil, y'all. Fear is real for some people. As believers, it shouldn't be. Amen? That's right. That's why what Pastor Corey says, if you feel like you should get vaccinated, that's between you and God. That's not between you and the government or the commercial or the CDC or the FBI or the DEA or whatever. But that's what it seems like. Don't do it out of fear. Okay, so everybody, Isaiah 41:10. I'm going to paint you a picture this morning, I hope. Actually, I'm going to let the Holy Spirit do it, and I'm just going to be the mouthpiece this morning. Isaiah 41. And remember, as I minister this morning, I'm ministering to me. If it steps on toes, you'll have to deal with the Holy Spirit on that. I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Everybody say amen if you're there. Amen. Say oh my if you're not. What is that? It's got dive bombed by something. I don't know what it was. Man. Woo. Verse 10. Fear thou not. I'm going to stop right there. It says, fear thou not. Does it say, well, you can fear not if you want to? Or what does it say? It says, fear thou not. It's telling you, don't do it. Amen? All right. It says, for I am with thee. Who is I? God's with us. So, fear thou not, because God is with us. Amen? You with me so far? Be not dismayed. Now, I looked up that word dismayed. It was interesting because it was not at all what I thought. In the Hebrew is what it meant was broken down. So it's telling us, God's telling us here to fear not because He's with us. Don't be broken down. Don't get into anxiety and worry and anxiousness, and He's got it. It's what He told us right there. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Everybody says God. Amen. Oh, but wait a minute. There's more. It says, I will strengthen thee. If you allow God to, He will strengthen you. Did you notice the key word I said was allow? You have to allow it. You have a choice. You have a choice. If you look at that commercial and you sit there and go, or else you look at that commercial like I did and go, oh my Lord, I cannot believe they're stooping to that. You see? Because we have a choice. And as believers, we have to allow God to strengthen us. Amen? He says He will. Right here. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Everybody say help. Man, isn't that a good thing? I mean, you know, we all have those friends that you can call that you know that'll come help you. If they can get there in time, or, but you know what? All you got to do is go, God, I need help. He says right here, I'll help you. He says, I'll strengthen you. I will fire you up. I will get you motivated. Well, I'm adding those, but I will uphold thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Whoo, that's good. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. Don't you want to be upheld? Don't you want to be strengthened? Don't you want to be helped? Man, this is a time more than ever that we got to be making that call to God first. Not to my best friend Betty over here, or Billy Bob down the road, that I need help. No, God, I need help now. I need help now. In every little thing that you do. Here's the reason. Thank you. The reason that it's in everything you do, because some people go, oh, well, God doesn't want to know my little worries. Yes, He does. He wants to know your little decisions. You know why? Because when you ask Him for those little decisions, when it gets to something big, you're already prepared for that something big because you've been asking Him for the little stuff. Amen? See, you're not waiting until it's a catastrophe. You're going to, and will you hear us, all of us say this, Rusty and Howdy, and we say this, like, man, I need a parking place. Come on, Jesus. And some of y'all think, well, that's the silliest thing I ever heard. Sorry, it works. You know, I'm looking for some, where's it at? Man, God help me, send some angels, help me. I charge my angels to help me find stuff. You see, when we start using God instead of that friend, because He's our comforter, y'all. He's our He just said He'd strengthen us. Amen? He said He would help us. He would uphold us. What more do you need? Now, yeah, it's always great to have that good friend, but man, that's my God. Everybody say, my God. That's right. And I'm His favorite. And you can say you're His favorite. Amen. That's right. See, when we get that attitude of, I'm His favorite, then it'll help build your walk. You see, it'll help that, oh man, I'm His favorite. Thank you, God. Man, that's from Him. Then you know that He will strengthen you. He will help you. He will uphold you. You know, in Psalms 34:4, it says, I sought the Lord and I heard from Him. And He delivered me. Everybody say delivered. He delivered me from all my fears. Woo! Now, here's the key to that little verse. I sought the Lord. Sought means to look for, to seek, to search for. It wasn't that God just said, oh, I'm going to take Kenny's fears away today. No. Kenny has to search. He has to seek God. Then God will hear him, and God will get rid of those fears for him. It's what the Word says in Psalms 34:4 right there. But we have to look for Him. You can't just sit around and think it's like putting the vacuum cleaner in the middle of the floor, and you go plug it in over there, and then you sit down on the couch and go, okay. I hate to tell y'all it ain't doing nothing. It's going to sit right there, John. It's not going to move. You have to do something. You see, when we start having troubles, small ones, or even if they're not troubles, but you need something, you ask. You seek God. It says right there, to see. I sought God. I sought the Lord. He heard me, because God will hear you if you seek Him. And then He delivered me from all my fears. Amen. Isn't that a good God? Wow. I love it. I love it. John 14. Everybody flip there. Man, this is just the introduction too. Some of y'all think I'm kidding. John 14. Now, 14:27. Jesus is talking here because it's in red in my Bible. It says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you, let not your heart be troubled. Everybody say troubled. Neither let it be afraid. Say afraid.
Afraid.
Amen. Right here, Jesus is telling us He's fixing to leave. But He's leaving us with peace. Peace. He says to not let our hearts be troubled and not to be afraid. Now, y'all ready? Go to Philippians. I was going to just say that one out loud, but you need to see it. Hope y'all brought your Bibles or your phone today. If not, we'll just read to you. Philippians 4. Most of us know this verse, but I want you to see it because it ties into John 14. Verse 6 in Philippians 4. Verse 6 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Now, wait a minute. We've been talking about being afraid, right? We talked about being afraid, but God said He'd take care of that. And then in John 14, Jesus says that I'm going to leave you with peace. So don't be troubled. Don't be afraid. And then here in Ephesians, it's telling us to be careful for nothing. If we pray with supplication, thanksgiving, the peace of God, which Jesus is talking about leaving us, the peace of God that passes all understanding, y'all, will keep our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. Watch this. Turn to 2 Timothy now. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Excuse me. That cracker still hadn't gone away yet. Second Timothy, first chapter, verse 7. "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power." Everybody say power.
Power.
"And of love. And of sound mind." Amen. Amen. So we're talking about fear. God says don't fear. Jesus says He'll give us the peace. And then in Ephesians, it tells us about the peace that passes all understanding in Jesus Christ. It's going to touch our hearts and our minds. Look what this says here. We'll have the power. Everybody knows about that power we have, the Holy Spirit. That dunamis power. That power that raised Jesus from the dead. Amen. That lives inside of us. If we're born again, then we have the Holy Spirit inside of us. We have that power. It's our choice how we use that power. Everybody say choose.
Choose.
Right. Thank you. Choose right. Everybody right. Okay, come on. Come on, don't fall me now. Don't fail me now. Y'all are doing good. So we know that power. And then it says of sound mind. We have peace in our minds. That mind also says in the Amplified, because I like this. It says, let me find it. There it is. A calm and well-balanced mind. Right now, during this day and time, folks, you need a calm and well-balanced mind. Amen. Because see, when I started and I was talking about that mask, it wasn't about the mask. It's that they're trying to, Satan and his band is trying to get us all messed up. Trying to get us mad, trying to get us ticked off, trying to get us divided, even from each other in this church. But we will not stand for it. Amen. We as believers have to step up to the plate. We have to step up our game, as they say. It's time to step up your game. A well-balanced mind means that we're calm. We know what to say, when to say it, because we ask God first, even for the small things. Amen? And then it talks about, and of love. This is where we're going today, y'all, and love. Everybody turn to Ephesians 5. That's back to the left just a little bit. Ephesians 5. Ooh, Jesus, thank you. Ephesians 5, verse 1. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Walk in love. Everybody say love.
Love.
Everybody says, I love Ricky. Thank you, because we may need this before it's over. As Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling Savior. Ooh, Jesus. Now, but listen to it in the Amplified, because it's real important. Therefore, be imitators of God. Copy Him and follow His example as well-beloved children imitate their father. Walk in love, esteeming and delighting one another. It doesn't just say God, it says one another. Amen? As Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us, a slain offering and sacrifice to God for you so that it became a sweet fragrance. Amen. Amen. Y'all, we got to work on our love walk. I said all that to get us to this. Because when we get in fear, our love walk goes right out the window. Amen. Everybody find 1 John, and we're going to continue. As I told y'all, I ministered this, not all this at all, just part about the mass part. I ministered in San Angelo. And I guess one reason God's been dealing with me about love walk is, on Friday night, we went to Golden Corral. And I like me some Golden Corral. Y'all don't laugh. Man, I like that buffet. I can get vegetables, and because I like to eat right. But we was in there, but they have soft-served ice cream. Now, Ricky loves some ice cream now, I will tell you. And man, I hadn't had ice cream in like 2 weeks. I've been being good. I hadn't bought any in a while. Man, I'm excited. Boy, I got some soft serve. Got through with my dinner. There's people in there still wearing masks, and that's okay. I'm over that point. You know, really, if somebody wears a mask, that's okay. I'm not going to. That's what we as believers have to start doing, okay? We got to quit making fun of them. It's hard not to when they're driving in a car without anybody in there wearing a mask. That's hard, okay? Thank you, God. I'm still trying on that one. But that one's a toughie for me. But this lady has a mask on, and she ain't even wearing it right. Just like that. That sounds funny, doesn't it? Just like that. And so, man, it come time for ice cream. So here I go over there, man. I'm excited. I got me a bowl, and there's a little lady there, and she's got her mask on, and she's getting her some ice cream. And I'm watching. And she stops it, and the ice cream's hanging out about that far from the ice cream machine. And she did what you're thinking. She did. She took her finger right under there, and she looked at me when she did it. She went like that. And I was like, oh, Jesus. Did she just do that? She touched I'm not one of these. My wife is kind of like, oh, it's got to be Clorox. You know, it don't matter. That was before COVID, too. I mean, she was just clean like that. And I'm like, but that right there got me. When she did that, I'm like, oh. And she looked at me when she did it. My love walk went right out the door. I'm guaranteeing you now, that was ice cream. That was serious. So I thought, okay, Ricky, get a hold of yourself. It's okay. They still have chocolate and twist. I'll get some of that. They were both broke. The only one they had was vanilla. I'm thinking, I'll walk back to the table. And who was sitting close to us? She was. I think, oh, Jesus. I walked over the table, and Mom and Dad and Laurie are sitting there going, what's wrong? I said, that lady, don't look, but that lady over there, she did this to the ice cream. She touched you. Ooh. You know, it's hard to love somebody when they do that to the ice cream. I mean, come on, do it to something I don't like but the ice cream. So this is why Ricky's been on the love walk for a month. I'm being obedient. Amen. Because every time, when I left, she was still eating. I just wanted to pop her on the back of the head. But Laurie and Jesus are holding my arm like this going, no, just come on. You can't do that. Man, don't mess with my ice cream now. 1 John chapter 4. Verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. We're seeing that today, y'all. We're seeing that today. I mean, there's people are just spewing stuff, and I call out that word spew, but they are. That's what it is to me. They're spewing things that when you line up with the Word of God, it doesn't line up. So therefore, it's not from God. Amen? And what you have to learn to do is let the Holy Spirit discern for you. You've got to reach and dig in and go, okay, wait a minute. If it smells like a skunk, guess what? It's a skunk. Amen? Hereby know ye that Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. The Holy Spirit showed me this about what's going on. When people are not wanting to include God, they're not confessing Jesus, y'all. Does that, the word right here tells us, right there. And it's, we're going to get a little further down. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh and is not of God, and this is that spirit of Antichrist. Y'all, it's the devil. And he's trying to jack things up. He's trying to mess it up. And some people I've heard say, oh, I think it's too far gone. You know what? It's not too far gone because we're here still. Amen? We're here still to fight. We are on a love walk, and that's what we're talking about, but it's how we stand up, y'all. It's how we stand up and fight that fight. Amen? Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Man, we're overcomers. We're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb, by just what we talked about. Jesus shed that blood. We are overcomers. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Amen? That's what He died for. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby, listen to this, hereby know that we the Spirit of truth. Everybody say truth. Isn't that what the Word is, the truth? That's right. And listen to this, and the spirit of error. That's Satan, y'all. That's the devil. That's the Antichrist. That's the error, the spirit of the error. I like that because it's a mistake. It's an error. Amen? And we can, through Jesus Christ, we can correct that error. We can stand up. We can still love people, but we can stand up and we can help fix that error with Jesus in us. I want y'all to listen to this. Illumination of the Holy Spirit, who is greater than Satan. We overcome. Within us is more power to overcome evil in this world. There's more power inside of us. Each individual. Can you imagine if we could all get on the same page at the same time? What kind of power would be in this room? See, that's why we come to church, y'all. That's why we build each other up during the week, y'all. That's why we do that, is because we can take that power that's in each side of us and we can overcome the evil junk that's going on in this world today. And y'all, there is evil junk in this world. If you haven't seen it, then you haven't opened your eyes. It's everywhere. It is everywhere you go. And it's our job to start turning it around. Amen? Verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another. Everybody say another. Now say one another. I know that's hard for y'all to say. That's why we broke it down. And the lady that got the ice cream. For love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth may not knoweth not God, for God is love. You see, God is true love. God is not the worldly love that a lot of people look at. You see, God is the one and true love. It's unconditional. It's sacrificial. It's redemption. It's restoring. It's comforting. The list goes on, y'all. So if God is love, and God loves us, and we're supposed to be imitators of God, y'all, we got to pick ourselves up and start doing some things that might not be comfortable. Amen? I'm telling y'all. I'm preaching to me, so y'all don't just... But I'm telling you, when you learn how to treat somebody no matter how ugly they are to you, and you still smile to them and you just be nice. Had a pastor told us, our pastor in West Texas, he said, yes, we have to love everyone. He said, doesn't mean that you have to have them over for Sunday chicken. Amen? But it's our job. It's our job to love. And yeah, it's hard to do that sometime. Believe me, I know. I'm talking here. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Everybody say Him. Amen. Gee, God loved us so much He sent Jesus to die for us. Have you ever really just stopped and thought about that? If you haven't, it's okay. I mean, I'm not asking you to raise your hand or anything. He sent His Son to die so that we didn't have to go through all that stuff. When we learn to look at what kind of love that is from our God, from my God, it'll make you start walking a different way. It's not easy. It's not easy. But He proved to us, and He didn't have to prove to us, but He wanted that love relationship with each individual because He sent Jesus to die for us for that relationship so that we could have that relationship. Verse 10. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. He sent Jesus to die for our sins, to cover our sins. Man, y'all ought to be shouting at that. I'm not perfect. I shout about that all the time. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. My Lord. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Everybody say, love one another. Love one another. Amen. We got to get this right, y'all. Man, it's a move. I'm telling you. There's times when, no, you don't want to love somebody else, but you still got to. I mean, if you believe the Word, this Word says we got to love one another, right? It doesn't say only you can love. It's like the buffet thing. You can't just pick the ones you want to love. Now, that'd be nice, probably. But no. Because we have to walk that walk. We have to walk that people see to us and they go, oh, wow, man. Have you ever seen that person that's always so loving and to everybody? And you know that people have talked about behind their back, and they're still nice to those people. And you go, man, that's a God love. They're walking that walk. Be like that person. Strive for that, to be like that person. It's an everyday process, y'all. You have to get up and you have to do it intentionally. It ain't easy. Believe me. I just told y'all on myself. I told on myself. That lady got my ice cream. Love out the window. I'm telling y'all. I have forgiven her. I'm just using it as an example. I know some of you go, he's not over it yet. But I am. I'm over it. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfected in us. Y'all listen to this. We can't do it in our own strength. How do you love someone who is unlovable? Well, you got to look back and remember when God loved you when you were unlovable. Now, you stop and think about that, because we've all done things. Everybody's probably degree of difficulty of doing things are bigger than others. But we've all done stuff, and God still loved us. God still forgave me. Thank you, Jesus. He don't remember anymore. Amen? So we have to remember this is how you love somebody that's unlovable. You remember that God loved you when you were unlovable. And then you can start breaking down that barrier of, oh, I really don't love that person. We're not talking about the world love, so y'all don't get goofy on me. It's God's love. Man, love people. We're not most people in here, I tell you, I love y'all. And I mean it. I do. Because that's what I work on. That's what I want. I want people to go, man, I see Jesus in him. Don't you? Don't you want that? Man, there's days when it's hard. Y'all listen on. If God can love us, he can love through us. Amen? When we submit to God and we allow him, the Holy Spirit, to move us, he can love through us. Amen? When real love abides in us, believers, our loving actions and attitudes, y'all listen to this, make the invisible God visible to the world. I'm going to read that one more time. When real love abides in us, believers, our loving actions and attitudes make the invisible God visible to the world. Amen? Isn't that good? Ah, goodness. Flip over to the next, or in minus the next page. Verse 18. Or verse 17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Amen. Fear is not, if you love, it gets rid of that fear, y'all. Here it's talking about, there's two kinds of fear. The reverent fear for the Lord, which is talking about standing up in judgment. But it's also about fear that it gets rid of perfect love. God's fear gets rid of worry and fear and all those other ugly words. Thank you, Cricket. Ah, goodness. All right, I'm starting to close. Y'all flip to Luke 10. Luke 10. Are y'all getting this? Amen. Luke 10, verse 38. Now, y'all are probably going to look at this and go, what the heck does this have to do with love? And the other night, I guess every time I hear lately when I'm in, I laid down the other night just to, I'd gotten heat. It was on Tuesday night when I got hot and got sick. So I was laying there in bed, and the Holy Spirit said, you need to use this. And he showed me how he wanted me to use this. This is Mary and Martha. And a lot of us know the story of Mary and Martha. And Jesus stopped by to visit. And I'll read it real quick. It says, now it came to pass as they went that he entered into the certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. Well, she's going and telling on her sister. Right? It reminds me of what's going on in the world today, y'all. She's all distracted with everything else. Jesus sitting in her living room. If Jesus shows up and I'm cooking, y'all gonna go hungry. Amen? But here she is more worried about cooking and everything else. The man, Jesus, is in her living room. And she's tattling on her sister. Jesus, make him help. Make her come help me. Listen on. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. That's the world, y'all. The world is troubled about many things. See, Martha's more caught up in what she was doing, and that's the way people have gotten. They're more caught up in what's going on in the world, y'all. The trouble, the junk. But listen to what he says. But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part. Woo-hoo-hoo. Everybody say good part. Which shall not be taken away from her. The title of my message is Choose the Good Part. Amen. That's what God wants you to see today. Jesus is love. We're supposed to be imitators of Him. Choose the good part. Choose the good part. When you're dealing with people, choose the good part. Show them what God really looks like. Amen. Have y'all had a good time this morning? Amen. We never do a service without giving you an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. And if you haven't done that, today's the day. Don't wait another day. It's time. So with every head bowed and every eye closed, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, I'm going to tell you, I've told this before, but we have new people. When I was 25, we were going to get our daughter christened or baptized at church. And the minister said, are you saved, Ricky? And I said, well, I believe in Jesus. He said, no, no, no. Have you confessed Jesus with your mouth? And I said, no, sir. I didn't know I had to. I've been going to that church for 8 years. He had never done an altar call. I'm like, I don't know. I didn't know. So I got saved that day. And there may be some of you here that, like me, thought, hey, I believe, and so therefore I am. But you're not. Unless we confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Savior. So with every head bowed and every eye closed, I want you to say this prayer. And if you've never accepted Jesus, I want you to say this prayer out loud. But all the believers in here are going to say it with you. Say it with you. So out of your mouth, say, Father in heaven, I open the door of my heart. I ask you to come in and save me. I believe that you died for me and you rose from the dead. Forgive me of all my sins. Thank you, Father, that you love me first. In Jesus' name. With every head bowed and every eye closed still, if you just said that for the first time and accepted Jesus, on the count of three, I'm going to ask you just to stick your hand up. We're going to give you a Bible real quick. The Word says, do not be afraid to confess Jesus in front of man, and He will confess you before the Father. So on the count of three, if you just accepted Jesus Christ, raise your hand. One, two, three. Anybody? Anybody? One. Thank you. Amen. Amen. All right, everybody, look at me. We got a new brother in Christ this morning. Amen. All right. Well, Rusty, if you want to come up here, I'm going to let you land this airplane.
You know, y'all, isn't it nice to know that we're not the only ones that don't always walk in love? The guy stands before you and preaches, doesn't walk in love every Sunday, every day, you know? Where'd you go? Huh? There you are. I'm just thinking about the last 4 weeks. Evidently, y'all, we're slow learners. Because There's been four messages on walking in love, letting our light shine out there where we are, that demonstrates the goodness of God that leads people into the kingdom. And, you know, it's just an ongoing walk. So thanks, Ricky. I just thank you so much. And as y'all all know, you know, none of us take a salary. It's all love offerings. And so whatever God leads you to bless Ricky with today, please come and bless him. And for those of you, is there anybody that was here for the first time last week when I was here ministering, that was their first time to be here last week? Okay, good, because I told y'all Corey'd be back and I lied and I wanted to repent. Because he told me that too. Hey, I'm going to pray. We'll be dismissed. Thank you all so much. If anybody needs prayer, we're hanging around and pray. But then in the meantime, we'll come and be a blessing to Ricky and Laurie and their ministry. Father God, thanks so much for today and the word that you shared with us through Ricky. How you've encouraged us and strengthened us and shown us, Father, that we can walk in love. That we can fulfill that destiny and bring glory and honor to you. And that peace which surpasses all understanding. Lord, help us to really comprehend what that means. That as we walk the walk that you've created and designed and supply what our joint supplies, as we're walking in that love, we're going to experience that peace. And others see it, and they want what you've given us. So we thank you and praise you today. In Jesus' name, amen.